When Ohio lawmakers passed the state's medical marijuana law last year, one of the provisions was that Ohio colleges and universities should be the first to test the state's medical marijuana supply. So far, just one school, Hocking College, has expressed interest. Jonathan Cachet founded a cannabis research and consulting firm, and he's hoping to oversee Hocking's test lab. WKSU's Phil DeOliveira spoke with Cachet about the possible challenges ahead.
Can you speak to maybe why institutions of higher learning are considered prime candidates for this type of facility? And what do you think other schools that are shying away from this are afraid of?
Universities and colleges serve a higher mission than a profit line, namely the creation and dissemination of knowledge and information. And so by placing testing within the hands of colleges and universities, they sort of have ensured that this raw analytical testing data will be converted into information and actionable knowledge that can go back to doctors and healthcare professionals to improve treatment. Testing being performed in private labs, motivated primarily by profit, have an incentive to hoard and keep their data under tight lock and key, under some perceived future value.
But that's not to say there's no financial incentive for these universities to get involved, right?
Oh, no, yeah. So Hocking College is certainly considering it to be a revenue stream, but that revenue stream is secondary to the mission of education and workforce development and training. So while that incentive is still there, it's not prioritized over all else, the profit motive, that is. And so the other universities, other state universities in Ohio, have a perceived worry or perceived risk that by testing a federally classified Schedule I substance, that they will potentially put all other federal research monies at risk. And whether or not that's a real risk or not has yet to be seen. But this perceived risk is enough to, you know, cause them to hesitate enough to the point where they just don't even want to test the waters.
So when we talk about testing cannabis for the state supply of medicinal marijuana, what are we actually talking about? I assume it's not college students and faculty just going into a room and lighting up.
Yeah, that would be an organoleptic test where you use your senses to perform a test. Now, this is very, very technical, scientific, analytical testing. We're primarily concerned with, are there any contaminants in the product that could be potentially harmful? So pesticides, fertilizers, heavy metals. But then we're also concerned with the potency or the chemical composition. So the amount of cannabinoids and the amount of terpenes found in the product as well.
There are a number of steps involved here, from cultivation and testing and distribution. Where does testing fit into that product cycle? And are you confident that those other elements are going to be in place so that you actually have product to test?
The biggest concern I have at this point, now that the testing lab requirement has been met, is that a number, in fact, a majority of Ohio doctors seem to be trepidatious about integrating this into the treatment of their patients. And so all of this could be for naught if there are no patients. So that's really my next focus, is on providing education and informing medical professionals in Ohio about what they're allowed to do, what they have to do to be able to recommend cannabis to patients, and provide them with support.
Ohio's medical marijuana program launches officially next September, September 2018. So what happens between now and then?
They just released the application packets for the retail dispensaries, and those will be due shortly. We should see the cultivator applications be awarded. There was 185 applications submitted. Those licenses will go to 24 total groups in the state. So what you'll see is that the state will continue to award licenses, and that then those licensees will start to build out their infrastructure and start to prepare for that September 2018 launch date.
That was Jonathan Cachet talking with WKSU's Phil DeOliveira. He's founder and CEO of Conscious Cannabis Ventures.